person we just began to introduce, the dinner of Gidla Marav, will be the bulk of what we're going to talk about tonight. So the Gemara on the top of Chavala for the days, the Gemara quoted in the context of what happens in our Pesach, so not only does it become Asa Banah, but even if one would try to bring a Kaddish and Isha, or Chametz, which is Asa Banah, the Kaddish wouldn't be Chal. The Gemara quotes, Sachmanas of the top, the Gemara of Gidla Marav, Chiyah Bayas, Rav Yechanan, Makadish v'sheishos l'malo. If a person's makadish shlisha from 6 hours and onwards, afilu bechidik for denesa in chashan l'kedushin. So anything that's considered to be chametz, the machlokes of Rishon is that chametz gomer, is it sofik chametz, is it chametz mukshe. But the bottom line for our purposes is, for today's year at least, it's considered to be dinok chametz, and therefore would be also. There was another machlokes of Rishon, we referred to a little bit in the previous year, whether m'sheishos means the beginning of the 6th hour, the end of the 6th hour. It only makes a difference, nafkamina, whether we're dealing with a derais or a derabanan, but the bottom line is, it's clear from the entire sugya that for sure, if you have a kaddish and isha with chametz after chatzos, that's not negotiable, that's for sure in kedushin types in, and most probably even a little bit before chatzos also, because with the derabanan, the chametz becomes asur as well. So that's the starting point of our sugya. It seems to be pretty straightforward. It's based on Mishnah in the 7th Berakh of Masechus Kedushin, where the Mishnah says, so if you Makadish and Isha with any Yisrael for that matter, that's the Chol of all the Kerem, etc., the Kedushin are not going to take effect. So this is just a simple example. Chametz v'sheishos l'malo is just a simple example of a Davra Asa v'hanah. So if you would just read that Gemara, we would think that there's not too much to talk about. It means there's not too much machlekes. The Gemara just said it. Nobody seems to argue on it. So there's a major machlekes that we show him what to do with this Gemara. Comes to Balamor, takes a very radical approach. Not surprising, Balmor tends to have very, very interesting ways of reading Gemaras. The Balmor appears as a Gimel Medal from the top of the Rif. Even though the Rif quotes this Gemara, which of course, whenever the Rif quotes anything, that's a clear indication that it's Psak HaBach, because the Rif only quotes things that he wants to pass to light. Says the Balamor, notwithstanding the fact that the Rif quotes it, Lo nira lonu lismoch aleha. Says the Balamor, one fell swoop, he doesn't think it's true LaHalacha. The whole Rav Gidla Merav is not true. We don't pass it like it. Why? The Gemara doesn't say anybody argues with it. Says the Balamor, the Rav L'Tamei, the Svirlik Rav Yehuda, the Omar Chometz B'Shei Shol Sulamala, over Allah Min HaTorah, the Chachavim Asal Asiyag Shashishas B'Divrayim, the Lokaim Al Anochi, Elik Rav Yishim in the Omar Beilif Reis Manav Alech Zmanay in Allah V'Lo Klom. So Balamor says from left field that the statement of Rav Gidla Merav depends upon a machlekes atanoim, and Rav Gidla Merav was following a tana that we happen to have the pasuk like. So he refers to the sugya on the Kav Chesam and Aleph in Masechet Pesachim. So we have to learn that sugya first before we can appreciate where the Balamor is coming from. So if you want to literally keep your finger on the page of the Balamor, you know, we'll need to go back to it in a few minutes. But first, let's learn the sugya in Pesachim, Kav Chesam and Aleph. It comes to the Gemara Kav Chesam and Aleph, 3 lines to the bottom. Tesanya. Chametz bein lifnei zmanoi, bein li'achaz mano, over alav v'lav. Tov zmano, over alav v'lav, v'karas tib Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda tells us there are 3 distinct time frames, 3 distinct time units, vis-a-vis the Yisur Chametz. There's Chametz lifnei zmano, which means Chametz from Chatzos HaYom of Erev Pesach until the night. We're talking about not the Yisur of owning it, not the mitzvah of getting rid of it, we're talking about the Yisur of Achilas Chametz. So Chametz lifnei zmano, according to Rav Yehuda, is Eivra Lo Belav. One who eats Chametz at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Pesach is in violation of a real bona fide Issa min HaTorah. The Gemara quotes Pesukim for a little bit later on. That's Chametz lifnei zmano. Chametz le'achaz mano means Chametz, we call Chametz Olam HaPesach. Rav Yehuda holds that Chametz Olam HaPesach is also in a lav, it's Nisadir Aisa. But both of those two Isurim, notwithstanding the fact that they are the Aisa, they don't carry with them the Pesach of Kares. Kares is reserved only for Chametz on Pesach itself. So this is Rav Yehuda's worldview of the Isur Chametz. There are 3 distinct times of Chametz. There's Chametz with Nehazman, i.e. Pesach in the afternoon, that's a lav without Kares. There's Chametz Yachazmano, noch lav without Kares. Chametz b'Pesach b'Zmano is lav with Kares. That's Rav Yehuda's Shizah. Top of the Pesach of Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Chametz of today's model yachas nana eino lavaloi klum. Says Rabbi Shimon, nah. Chametz in our Pesach is eino ever lavaloi klum. You're not ever anything. Chametz of our Pesach eino ever lavaloi klum. Tov zmano, I agree to overlap a karas of alav, and everybody agrees to those, of course, explicit pesukim in chumash. So we have a double machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the status of chometz lefnei hazman? What's the status of chometz leacher hazman? So now, with that gemara in the background, now we can really understand what the Balamor is saying. So says the Balamor, we're not going to follow Rabbi Gidla Marav's statement. Why? Because Rabbi Gidla Marav is claiming that chometz in the afternoon of Erev Pesach is also b'hanov. The only reason why the Kedushin is in Chal is because it's also b'hanov. Is it really also b'hanov? So says the Balamor, depends who you ask. If you ask Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's an issur d'oraisa to eat chometz on Erev Pesach, so then I understand. There's an issur d'oraisa to eat chometz. There's an issur d'oraisa to be neder from chometz. So chometz, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is mamash like isur d'oraisa. It's possible chometz, it's oil, it's like a regular isur d'oraisa. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, ain't chashim the Kedushin. But we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We follow Rabbi Shimon. I don't know yet how to follow more than that. Hopefully we'll find out as the sugya develops. We follow Rabbi Shimon's Shita. Well, that Chometz is not also be achila on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. I didn't say anything about Bayer Rabbi Matzah. I didn't say the word Tashbitsu yet. I'm talking about the Isra Achila. Since there's no Isra Achila on Erev Pesach, the stomach there's no Isra Noah either. That's how the Balamor sets up the sugya. So let's take a look now back inside the Balamor. Let's read that again now that we probably appreciate it in light of the Gemara. So comes the Balamor and says, let's stop in the second line. Ava bicha kosra rav zalo nira lono lismachale. We're not going to follow Rav Yehuda Marav. The Rav Latameh, the Svil like Rav Yehuda. Rav happens to hold like Rav Yehuda now. Balamor is right on that. He had a Gemara in Sefer Perek Psach that happens to say the Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, so we're going to concede to that. Since Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, the Yom HaChometz, Mishay Shal Shalamala, over a love in HaTorah, since there's an Issei D'oraisa to eat Chometz after Chatzos, V'Chachamim Asla Siyag, Shashishas L'Divrayim, and therefore, if there's a deraisa after chatzais, then there's a derabbanan and now before chatzais. V'loi kaimel arachi. We don't follow that. Ela kribi shivin. V'yama bein lefnei zmano, bein liach hazmano, ein elav v'loi klum. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no isur achila. If there's no isur achila, then the corollary is there's no isur hanah. If there's no isur hanah, then the kedushin ataisin. Hilko chayshin the kedusha. That's the Balamor's first yisay. Miyu. But now, Balamor gets very nervous. Because what the Balamor just did was, he's almost guilty of overkill. He just took Rabbi Shimon Shita and says we follow Rabbi Shimon, and basically said, there's nothing wrong with being Neneh from Chometz, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. For that matter, there's nothing wrong with what? With eating Chometz, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If there's no Isser, if there's no possibility to Asrit, then it's Mutter. So says the Balamor, that's going to throw into question our entire understanding of the role of Erev Pesach. Are you going to tell me that according to to Rabbi Shimon, according to the Rabbi Paskin, you don't have to get rid of Chometz? No, I didn't say that yet. I was talking about what? The Isra Achila. So the Balamor now gets very nervous, gets very concerned. He says, well, if I'm telling you there's no Isra Achila, then am I also going to tell you there's no Isra of owning it? Am I also going to tell you there's no reason to get rid of it? Is Rabbi Shimon slash we, slash the Balamor, going to deny everything that we know since kids? You got to get rid of Chometz every basically in the afternoon? So I was going to split now between Achila and Tashbisa. So comes the Balamor and continues. Meal. Even though Rabbi Shimon says "Eina Oyla Vloklum" sounds like there's no Isser, Lematzinu Shecholak Rabbi Shimon Al Medrash Ach Biyam Rishim Tashbisa Sov Batechem Achilek says the Balamor Lo Shemano that any Tana should disagree. The Gemara says in the famous Tzachim we have a tradition Ach Biyam Rishim Tashbisa means you have to get rid of Chometz at Erev Pesach Ach Bechatzos Min HaTorah. We never heard Rabbi Shimon Omer that no such din. Inami. Dichsiv lo sishcha lo chametz dam zivchi. Lo sishcha lo sapesa v'dayin chayitz chametz kain. The Torah says explicitly you have to get rid of chametz and erev Pesach in order to shech to come in Pesach. We never heard that Rabbi Shimon should disagree with any of these things. So comes the Balamor and says now we're in a little bit of a quandary. On the one hand, Rabbi Shimon seems to be ignoring the whole concept of Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's Mokhtar Achila, Mokhtar Manoah, Kedushin Atosim, the whole works. And yet at the same time, Rabbi Shimon seems to agree to what everybody else is assuming, that there is some kind of a requirement to get rid of it. So it comes to Balamor and says like this. V'ochele necha m'sheishos ulamala ado Erev eino over v'achilosoi. So says the Balamor, if you eat the chametz an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not really doing anything wrong. Because name the Yisr. You name the Yisr. Is it called the Yisr Achila? Rabbi Shimon didn't have a pasuk for that. Is it called the Yisr Hano? Oh, it can't be Yisr Hano, there's no Yisr Achila. So what's the problem? What pasuk could possibly prevent you? What pasuk could possibly prohibit you from eating chametz in the afternoon? Who give me a pasuk? Give me a pasuk. You name that pasuk. This is Rabbi Shimon's worldview. What source of chumash could possibly be the root cause of not eating chametz in the afternoon? Maybe it's the Shmisa. What's the Balamor suggesting? Maybe Tashbisa almost means get rid of your chametz. Let's think. The Balamor is trying to figure out what is Rabbi Shimon view? How does Rabbi Shimon view eating chametz in the afternoon? So there's no lab, there's no pasuk. There is no pasuk. So the best the Balamor can come up with is, well, maybe it's almost like a bitul of Tashbisa. Tashbisu means get rid of the chametz. Maybe I'm not getting rid of the chametz. Maybe Tashbisu means lighting a fire. Maybe Tashbisu means throwing it down the toilet. Maybe it means throwing it to the wind. Maybe when I sit down and eat my pizza at 3 o'clock, maybe somehow that's not the image of Tashbisu. That's what the Balamor is setting us up for. But that's not a bad setup, right? Says the Balamor, forget it. It's wrong. You know why? Comes the Balamor with one of his most famous lines in Maseches Pesachim. Says the Balamor, go back to that line again. Listen to this. Says the Balamor, not only is it not an Isser of Tashbisu, if you want to know the best possible way to do Tashbisu is by eating it. Tell you why, very simple. Who has ever made a yeshivish of fire for Erev Pesach? I mean, come on, be named. Usually by 11:30, the chametz is still about as good as it was, a little toasty maybe. Come on. Bia chametz is, not always the best. You want to know what the ultimate bia chametz is? The ultimate tashbisa? Eat it. If you eat it, I guarantee it's not coming back to life anymore. No one's going to ever find it again inside your kishkis. So comes the Balamor and says, Ein chash basak dal mizu. So rather than eating it be a violation of tashbisa, if anything, eating is a keem of tashbisa. So now the Balamor is setting us up for a very, very strange situation. He's saying that according to Bishimon, we just have to be paskin like, there's no mocha to asr, it mitam alav. There's no israchim, no israno. The best I could have come up with was tashbisu. And I just got finished telling you that tashbisu, if anything, is going to allow you, going to sanction you to eat the chametz, rather than prevent you from eating the chametz.
So once you have chatzos and you have the chametz, you're over tashbisu?
You're supposed to be mashbis. So you better be mashbis. So start eating.
And if you wait a little bit, you're over in tashbisa.
Okay, that's a good question. Basically, Balamor benefit anybody else. But Labai said, Balamor says there's nothing fundamentally different between lighting a fire, throwing it in the toilet, or eating it. That's what he just said. He said, if any of these, this is the best.
Are you supposed to do it before this
one? That's already Rashi Tyson's question earlier on. But the tachlis, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't done it yet. I realize 2 o'clock I have a slice of pizza sitting on the table. What should I do according to Balamor? In the chash basim
b'alav
says,
eat it. You have to wait to
shechmek on base. Yeah. Well, that'll be another problem. Like shechmek on base with the chametz, yeah, I'll be in violation, right? But I have to get rid of it. I have to get rid of it before shechmek on base. So either by eating it or by throwing it down to it, right? So did Balamor really mean it? I mean, just stop for a second. I mean, come on, you've been around for a couple of years, right? Do you ever remember anybody eating chametz or pesach in the afternoon?
You're always starving up there.
That's right, on the Haraya Brura. We all know, we only eat our pesach with potatoes, right? When I was a kid, we had potatoes and eggs, and then more potatoes and eggs, and then more eggs and potatoes. That was it. Okay, you want really good high cholesterol, go to the same with a couple of 3 eggs. So Rabbi said, the Balamor Mamish means it. There's nothing. So the Mark tones it down a little bit. Says, keep on going. Abal lechatchila, ein lo lahash oso, mishenich nashah shishis. Says the Balamor, it's unlikely that it's a good idea to hold on to chametz until tulchach the afternoon. Why? Because you're going to raise a haram and hold on to your chametz after chatzos. The kaima la mitzvah tashbisu mitchila shashvis in response to what Judah said. The dechsev achila. We know that once chatzos rolls around, I'm already mechuyim in tashbisu, so I'm not supposed to be drained. And it makes a lot of sense. The chachamim also lasiyog shishus midivrayim shelo lashoso. Lo shamina melechatchil lemeichal vol nahanishbo. So it comes about more and says, Lamaisa, the proper protocol for Erev Pesach, is not to wait for 2 o'clock, you have to sit down and have your pizza, because by doing that, you in effect will, quote unquote, levato tashbisa for 2 hours. So it's just a bad idea to hang around and wait till the clock strikes 12 in order to start eating your chametz. So you have to tashbisa. So therefore, with the Rabbanon, you should get rid of your chametz beforehand. So it comes to Balamor and says, obvious, all right. Balamor says, you know, I understand. I also didn't eat, says the Balamor. I also ate eggs and potatoes when I grew up. Nobody eats chametz in the afternoon. You know why? Not because there's a realistic deraisa to eat chametz like Rav Yehuda says, Yichai Malchus. And not because it's a real violation of tashbisu like maybe other Rishonim say. You know why we practically don't eat chametz in our Pesach? Because we don't want to dray around and take too long to be able to eat tashbisu. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, they instituted to try to finish up all the eating, get rid of everything before chatzos, even an hour before chatzos, not to get too close for comfort. But, says the Balamor, the bottom line of bottom lines, let's say a guy forgot, a guy goofed, a guy messed up, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, is there an isser to eat chometz? I don't think there is. Not only do I not think there is, I think there's a mitzvah, there is isser. I'm not even sure you wouldn't say I'll be a chometz. I introduced the Balamor by saying that it's unique. That's what he's saying. He's saying, show me this. Everything's about to prove an awesome. There's no listen. There's no deraisa. There's nothing. The best he can come up with was it's a din midirabonim b'chatchila dargam. So now, says the Balamor, what are the ramifications of that in terms of Rabbi Gidol? Oh, so now you want to know. Avalim ova v'kidesh chayshin l'kidushav. If you're Makadosh and Isha with a slice of pizza at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, can we say she's not married? Well, she is married. You know why? You gave her something that's worth something. What could she do with it? She could eat the pizza right now. Filo b'shar shviyas ishminis. Fikoshke b'shar shishis. Wow, that's a Balamor.
Do you require a
get? I don't think so. I think he means you're really married. I think they can live happily ever after. I think so. Unless you want to disagree with him. Shimon. But this is a Balamor. So let's just chaz it for a second, just to get our bearings. Make sure we didn't get lost this Balamor. So we have a Gemara that says Pemale. Rav Gidol says Makadav Sheshos Lamal in Chashu Kedushin. The woman goes through that again. No, zero. It's not a condition Mechlal because the Chavetz is absolutely Yosavado. So comes the Balamor and says, we have no possibility. You know why? That was only Rav speaking, and Rav is only following Rav Yehuda. We don't follow Rav Yehuda. We follow Rav Shimon. And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no lav, and there's no achilah, there's no isur hanah, there's no isur tashbisa. It's a hetter gomor, it's a mitzvah lechatchila midaraisa to eat chametz every Pesach in the afternoon, to be yetzir tashbisa, kadas, chadin lechatchila. The only reason why lemaisa we don't do it is because of some really technical quirk within the Rabbanan, lest you end up drain around a little bit too much after chatzos. But if you drain, then there doesn't seem to be anything osur, neither min haTorah nor min haRabbanan, with even chametz or pesach in the afternoon. Ad kan divrei Balamor. Needless to say, this is not the way most of the Rishonim learn. You have to understand and see why the other Rishonim disagree with this Balamor.
Can you say differentiate? Maybe the tashbisu is the chiyuv on the person to be mashbisu. So then you could say that eating it will be a hashposo. But if tashbisu means that the chametz should be mushbas, then it's no longer dependent on the person's actions. So then eating it won't be.
Okay, so we're going to see the Rishonim disagree. We're going to see the Rishonim will disagree with every point of this Balamor. Okay, we'll see as we go on. One of those Nakudas may be very well the Nakuda point here. So comes the Ramban, the Bar Pluk to the Balamor. It's said over that the Balamor wrote his parish at the age of 17. He was in his early 30s, I think. So they say that he wrote it when he was 17, and the way the story goes that the Ramban responded back when he was 18. So, how old are you? Okay. You got another couple of months. You're going to a couple of svarim in the next few months. Okay. So comes the Ramban and starts with Amra Kaisif, first three lines of the Ramban, Mechemes Hashem, first he quotes the Balmor. Amra Kaisif. Ein zo nocho. You can tell which direction he's going. So whatever the Balmor said is not true. It's not right. What's the Yesod from the Ramban? She'ein lecha b'teira, dova she'tzarech hashvasa, u'muta b'achila. What did Ramban just say? Ramban just said, it is inconceivable what the Balamor just said. Because according to the Balamor, you have an impossible situation. You have a slice of pizza in front of you that's mutter to eat, and yet the Torah is telling you to destroy it. That's the phenomena that exists. That's the reality of the world according to the Balamor. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon of Pesach. It's mutter lechatchila to eat it, and the Torah is screaming at me at the same time, throw into the fire. How could it be such a thing? How could it be such a concept? It doesn't make any sense, says the Rabbi. From the fact that the Torah is telling you to get rid of it, linked in the fact that the Torah is telling you to get rid of it, is the clear understanding that there's something wrong with it. The Torah doesn't tell you to get rid of good things. The Torah doesn't tell you, okay, go throw out all your potatoes. If you want to eat it, you can eat it, but otherwise throw them out. Well, what kind of thing is that? How are you talking about this? Says the Ramban, just from the mere fact that the Torah says to be mashmas, because you Balamor agreed to, so you also accept Tashbisa, remember? You Balamor bought into Tashbisa according to Rishon. So the fact that the Torah says that you have to be mashmas, you see from here, it must be also. That's what that's the Ramban's fundamental tie against the Balamor. Anyone want to be argue with the Ramban's tie?
What does Rishon mean?
Okay, so you ask a textual question, what in the world did Rishon mean? So the emissaries that we're going to see, Rabbi Shimon was responding back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're over a lav, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no lav. There's a far cry from not being a lav to being mutter. It's awesome. There's some kind of, we don't know what the isser is yet, but there's some kind of an isser, and the proof positive is, Ein lecha, that was the punchline of the Rambam. Ein lecha dava shetzorech hashbasa mutter b'achila. It's inconceivable, such a concept. It's so inconceivable. What's inconceivable?
Is there an Isser Hana?
No. There's not. There's no Isser.
It's just a mitzvah of Tashbisa?
Yeah.
According to Ramban, the mitzvah of Tashbisa only starts once you have an Isser Hachila.
That's true, but I want you to explain to me those who disagree. So Ramban's whole Yisrael is how you talk there should be a mitzvah of Tashbisa and something that's mutter.
Preparation for
Yom Kippur. It's a very complicated Ramban. I mean, you're right. If you have a potato, that's never going to be awesome. So it would be pretty silly for the Torah to say, okay, we've got to get rid of your potatoes. But if you don't get rid of your potatoes, you can eat them. And you can always eat them. That would be very, very mud. Very, very mud the mitzvah. But here, chametz, all the Balamor said is that for the next few hours, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be awesome in a couple of hours from now. Why is that so inconceivable that the Torah gave us a mitzvah tashbisu in preparation of something that's about to become osar? Why is that impossible?
It's comparable to like korbanos with nosar.
Well, nosar probably contradicts this because nosar, but the mitzvah shreifa only begins if it becomes nosar. So you're bringing a right to the Rambam.
Because tashbisu already starts ach.
Oh, let's backtrack for a second. So, the Balamor had this vision of a mitzvah tashbisa without an isser achila. And the Rabban couldn't believe that. Rabbi said, this is the first time we saw this vision of a tashbisa without an isser achila. This is like the first time, we've been learning this for 6 weeks already. This is the first time we saw such a concept. According to Hefter Rishonu, when does tashbisa start? Before Chatzos. Rosh. Starts an hour before Chatzos, takes a week before Chatzos, a month before Chatzos, starts now. The Chometz is mutter. An hour before Chatzos, the Chometz is hetagon, and there's still Tashbisu according to Rosh in the Rambam. So what's the answer? It's not a kasha b'chol. Mechidus come, healing Ramban, talk to us, doesn't see what the kasha was. Why is that so inconceivable? It's conceivable. It's the mitzvah Tashbisu, Hashem ma'asid. But Akop on the Ramban said it, so we don't quite understand the Ramban. The Ramban, that was the Ramban's primary time against it. I want to know, according to the Ramban, at least this stage of the Ramban, what's the makor that chametz is aser b'achila in the afternoon? What do a makor? Give me a makor. What do you mean by that? The mitzvah tashmisa. The Ramban says, well, it has to be that way. What's the makor? So I want to explain to you. Judy, yeah, tell me.
Because he doesn't agree to in the chayish basa gedolim yizim. He must hold that tashbisu means not eating it.
There wouldn't be a mitzvah of tashbisu if it wasn't asr, according to the Ramban.
So I'm trying to find a... I hear the Ramban again. I'm going to give in to the Ramban's argument that in the chadavah shatan sereik dalash basa umutar. Okay. But I still want to know, but we didn't say that in the Chumash. I want to pass, I want to mocher. So I want to read another Rishon with you. I want you to tell me whether the other Rishon sheds some light on this or not. It's a Tosfos. On the front page. Whether we can understand the Rabbah through the eyes of Tosfos.
Is that just saying simply that since there's a Tashbisu?
So
that's all.
Okay, I want to know how simple that is. I want to know exactly what the Ramban says. Let's take a look at those for a second. I want you to tell me what you think about those and tell me what you think about the Ramban. On the top of Kav Chesed Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chometz Lefnei Zman Leches, Mana in Over Love of Loiklum. Near it, the Rabbi Shimon, he didn't overall of the lab, the chametz, the fnei zmano, modehu the yosef yachil v'sheish yosef l'malach. So comes to us and says, don't mistakenly think that Rabbi Shimon says, ain't an overall of the he meant it's muta l'gamre, right? Like some may have suggested, right? Don't say that. Like maybe the Malamor thought, don't say that, says to us. Don't say that it's totally mutter. It can't be. All Rabbi Shimon meant to say is, in contrast to you, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a lav. I'm telling you, it's not a lav. And then Tosfos tries to show you different makoros why that should be so. To bring it right from this gemara, that gemara, another gemara. But I want to get to the punchline. Says Tosfos, you go down in the skinny lines. The first one is achar sheish. So Tosfos is convinced what they said is true. That even Rabbi Shimon agrees that some kind of an issur derais to eat chametz in the afternoon. It's not a lav. The nearest of Tosfos. The naftalei mitashvisu umeachilek. There's the punchline of mashva tashvisu shaloi kederech hanod hainu achila. What does the word lahashvis mean?
Destroy.
To destroy. When I eat my slice of pizza, I'm not destroying my slice of pizza. I'm eating my slice of pizza. This is in absolute contrary opposition to who? This is 180 degree different than the Balamor. The Balamor said Tashbisu means remove it, the gam, right? Eating it, it's gone, it's finished, it's history. Says the Tosfos, no, the mitzvah is not to remove chametz, the mitzvah is to destroy chametz. Lahashbis has a certain connotation, shaloi kederech achila asai. If you eat it, that's not called bimash, that's called eating it. So you know what you just did when you sat down to eat a slice of pizza 2 o'clock in the afternoon on our face? You know what you just did? You just were mevatel the mitzvah derais of
tashbisu.
So Tosfos just helped us, because Tosfos just found us a machor. They found us a pasuk we could pin ourselves onto and say, "Vaydav Hashem Hashem Avish state in the Torah, you can't eat pizza in the afternoon of Pesach." Where does it say it? I found the word tashbisu. Is that what the Ramban said? Is that the Pshat and the Ramban also? Because after all, the Ramban also quoted Tashbisu. The Ramban said, well, in the Chadav Shetan Hashbasa, that should be Mutter. So the Ramban's also learning that from Tashbisu. So is there any difference between Tais and the Ramban? So they're on the same page against the Malamor, that's for sure. The Malamor said eating is part of Tashbisu. Nobody, neither one agrees to that. Are they saying something identical, or are they different?
Tosfos is just saying that by eating it, you're being, it's bittul, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, because you can't fulfill Tashbisu anymore. The Ramban is implying that it's there's mamsh and iser to eat.
Oh, it's up to something. They're both using Tashbisu, but they're using Tashbisu in different ways. Tosus is using Tashbisu as the, forget the Lomdisha lingo. Tosus is using Tashbisu as the, there you go, the Sibasa Isser, the reason for the Isser, the source for the Isser. If I ask you, why is it also? Why is eating chametz at 2 o'clock in the afternoon also? Tosus will respond, because of, it's not called Tashbisu, because you're being about the Tashbisu. That's the reason for the Isser. What did the Ramban say at the beginning? What did the Ramban say? The Ramban used Tashbisu in a very, very different way. The Ramban says, from the existence of Tashbisu, we have now figured out that there must be some pre-existing Isser. We have no idea what the name of that Isser is. The Ramban is using Tashbisu not as a Siba, but as a what? What's the opposite of a Siba? As a Simon. Famous Hakira's 101. Sometimes you find the quote-unquote reason, and you're not sure, is this the reason for the din, or is this the proof as to the truth of the din? So both Tyson and Ramban are coming to the same conclusion, it's also Min HaTorah, but for two totally different approaches. The Ramban was using Tashbisu as the Raya. What's the Siba? I have no idea. The Siba is Torah says, whatever the Siba is. And Tyson is learning, no, this is proof of the Siba Siddur. So we have three different approaches now. The Gedalia of Rishayim within Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav, so the Shia's off. According to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no lav, there's no malchus. Now, what does Rabbi Shimon say about eating chametz in the afternoon? So according to the Baal HaMor, it's mutter, and therefore the kedushin has to be tefes. According to Dave, the Fiyatayis, Dave, the Ramban, it's aser to eat. And then we can begin to negotiate the kedushin not being tefes. We'll have to get back to that a little later. But the Taiz and the Ramban are parting ways as to what the nature of the Isser is. Is the Isser ultimately because of Tashbisu? Or is Tashbisu just a proof there's a pre-existing Isser? This is going to be a Nefkamina. The Taiz and the Ramban. And what a Nefkamina, whether the Isser of eating chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is because of Tashbisu, or Tashbisu just proves to me that some pre-existing Isser exists. This is going to be a Nefkamina. No, the Ramban's going to agree to that because at the end of the day it's going to be. Well, we didn't get to that Nafa. We still have a little bit more to work on the Nafa. Who give me that Nafkamina? Is it because of Tashbisu or is Tashbisu just kind of a way of proving that there exists? But the Isser itself is not really linked to Tashbisu.
If you eat it?
Oh, so talk about. Bail be Tashbisu and Ramban can't eat it. What about find you chametz that I'm not chayiv in Tashbisu? I'll make a gift. I'll draw you a picture of chametz that Tashbisu doesn't speak to. Can I eat that? You tell me. According to Tosfos, what do you think? According to Tosfos. Tosfos said the whole reason for the Isser is because of being revealed to Tashbisu. Good. But this particular chametz is not subject to Tashbisu, so it should be mutter. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with eating chametz in our bed in the afternoon. The only reason why it's awesome, there's no lav. The only thing Tosfos can put it on is Tashbisu. I'll forget the case, there's no Tashbisu. It'll be mutter. Whereas according to the Ramban, there's something wrong with chametz in our bed, not because of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is just the proof positive that there's something wrong. But there's something wrong, maybe make kailel, even chametz, that's not subject to Tashbisu. So it's a great enough gemina, assuming I can find you a case. If I can't, then I just dig it out. Philosophy. So I want a case. You know, need some imagination, create some creativity.
Non-Jews.
There you go. Good catch, right? I go to Mr. Brown. And I eat Mr. Brown's chametz. And a goy. Eat a goy's chametz. Right? I go and I eat a goy's chametz. And a chayv in Tashbisu and a goy's chametz, what's the absolute answer to that? No question about it? What does it say? Vayirol lecha chametz, shachoy taro tarash lechem. There's no Tashbisu, there's no vayirol b'motze. I have Mr. Brown's chametz sitting in my house the whole week. There's no Tashbisu on that.
Become yours.
Wait. So according to Tosfos, one could conceive of the mutter to eat the goy's chametz. And there are basically the afternoon. On Bech itself, that's the question, presumably, this or Bechil's chametz. But if the whole Isser is only emanating from Tashbisu, if it's not Tashbisu, it should be Mutter. Masha Enkein, if you hold it to Ramban, there's some pre-existing Isser, we don't know where it comes from, but some pre-existing Isser proven to us by Tashbisu, the Yisr will have a, will take on a life in and of itself, even in the absence of Tishbisa. So it sounds like a pretty good nafkamin, assuming that we got our facts straight. So we have to be honest, though, that our facts may not be straight. And I'll tell you why. There's a Gemara on the Chav Tes of Aleph, in Masech HaShachim. The Gemara discusses one of the believe it or not in Chavos Pesach. Don't worry, at the end it's a believe it or not, because it's not true. But the Gemara is a Havamina. At one stage that, just as when it comes to Vayrova Emotze, there's a difference between Jews' Chametz and the Goyim's Chametz, so too when it comes to Achila, there's a difference in the Jews' Chametz and the Goyim's Chametz. And the Gemara actually has a Havamina, according to some Rishonim, that just as you can, quote unquote, have chametz, you can own chametz, so to speak, of a goy in your house, you can keep chametz of a goy in your house, we derive the Isra Achila from the Isra Bairoi Motzei, it's one package deal, and you can eat a goy's chametz and Pesach also. Now, please don't jump to any conclusions. In the end, it's not true. The Gemara says it's a downright, absolutely dead wrong. You know, at one stage, the Gemara was entertaining such a wild havamina that it's mutter to eat a goy's chametz and Pesach. Because the same way shachoyeta roe, shachoyeta oichel. It was such a drush that was potentially flying around at one point in a half a minute. So comes Taisus, take a look at the top of Chotesim and Aleph. Taisus says that what I just told you could not even have been a half a minute. It's too crazy to even have been a half a minute. It didn't even make it to the world of half a minute. Why? So says Taisus, towards the end of the first line of Chotesim and Aleph, top Taisus, for Kasha. The E-Epsher, Im lo yehi shaloi b'shas achila. Says Taisus, there's no case. Give me a case of eating a goy's chametz. The im nasa lo hanachri, if the goy gave it to you, harayu shaloi, then it's yours. It's your chametz, not the goy's chametz, it's your chametz. V'im gozol minachri, elawat, the goy didn't give it to you, it means you stole it from the goy. Haray chay b'achri yourself, then you're a gazlan, and you're chay b'nachrayis, you're responsible for the chametz. V'lo gara b'chametz chay b'achri yusad, avikish shaloi. If I'm watching somebody else's chametz, if I'm watching a goy's chametz and I'm chayv and achrayis on it, so then I'm over by Rabbi Matzeh. That's called chametz shaloi. That's the sugi back on Daf Hey. That if you have kabos achrayis on chametz, and even if it belongs to the goy, that's considered to be like yours. So Taisa says, let's give you a case. There's no case. The Havamina was so off, it was so not even on the charts. It didn't even exist. And Taisa revamps the whole Gemara. It could be a different shikul tov what the Havamina was. It doesn't matter. We don't accept the whole Gemara anymore. But Taisus said that it's inconceivable to find a case that I'm eating a goy's chametz because we're monoshach. Either he gave it to me as a gift, or and that's mine, or I stole it, and then it's vital considered to be like mine. There is no such case.
That was the middle case. Maybe you just gave him rishus to.
Oh, it does it? It really says it to me. He invited you for dinner, right? He invited you for dinner. So it was stolen if he invited you for dinner. He didn't give it to you, and you didn't steal it. So it's still the guy's.
When you eat the food, it's not yours.
So what do you see from this Taisa? It is seven friends off of the fat. Taisa didn't give that as an obvious answer. What do you see?
So you're paying him out.
Taisa is held. When I invite you for dinner, when I'm giving you the food, that's by giving it to you. He did not belong to you. That was the same amount of shot of Taisa. Taisa couldn't conceive of a middle case as no such thing.
And there's a Marian in a Kushan that where you could be also, you could be a Kaddish Nisha with.
Wait, hold on. So, this Tosfos, by the way, is a loaded Tosfos, because Tosfos sounds like what's really thought was such a double Poshup, that there's a middle ground, Tosfos says doesn't exist. Or else Tosfos Kasha doesn't make any sense.
I would have said the middle ground a little bit differently. Not that he's inviting you.
I said it because I wanted to say it my way.
Not that he's inviting you for dinner, but he says, whatever you want, come into my house and get some, take something to eat. So you're chai price of that food, and the guy says no.
But Tosfos is assuming that once you take it, he gave it to you as a matana.
Yeah, who's
is
it when you take it?
So Tosfos is assuming that the minute that the goy is, so I set it up like an invitation with a form and an RSVP. You are saying you know, just come barge and raid the fridge whenever you want. The same idea means my granting you permission to sit down at my table and eat my food is that tantamount to being machmir the food or not? That's the same shadow. So Tosfos said, of course it is. Tosfos says, avad, that's called tantamount to being machmir the food. So therefore, Tosfos didn't have a case. So not all the Rishonim agreed to this thing. There's a Ran that disagrees with this. There's a Ran in the Torah. And Chapsa Nafka Midl Adina appears in Shulchan Aruch in Hukkas Kedush and Eben Ezer. Ma'isa Shoyi Kachoy. I don't know what really happened. I guess maybe it happened at a singles event or something. Sitting around the table, it's on the Shabbos, you know, Shabbos table, and I guess the host is telling us how important it is we're about to get married. So one of the boys gets a great idea. He decides, let's get married on the spot. So he picks up a bowl of cholent, and he hands it to this girl sitting next to him and says, Mekadesh, the cholent's a... What's that? I'm sure cholent is. Nothing he gave him. Okay? He hands it a bowl of cholent. So the Ramah talks about the Shabbos. Then she Mekadesh, then not. So normally the din is, what do we ask the chassid under the chabot? Is this your ring? Did you buy it with your money? Is this your cholent? Did you buy it with your own money? Is it your cholent? Whose cholent is this? Who owns the cholent? That's the Shabbos. Well, the YU event, next Shabbos guest. Who owns the cholent? Is the cholent owned by the balabos? Or is the cholent owned by the guest? He sits down, picks it up, now it's his cholent. So we arrive at this places. The fact that places couldn't conceive of a case, it sounds like the guest owns the cholent. I'll just make a decision. Getting back to Esther.
What about Matzah's mitzvah? Isn't it
also? Yeah, that's the chumrah that emanates from the sugya, right? There's a machlekes that we shared him a little later on, he said, okay, whether you have to mamash own the matzah, wrote to Mefkobe Erftach for matzahs. Is there a din you have to mitzvah lachem? Is there such a din for matzah not machlekes to gemach, that we shared him? So according to the machmirim, so some had an interesting aura. Some said, wait a second, if I'm invited to somebody's house for the Seder, or if I'm sitting in my parents' house at the Seder, who says I'm Yotzi Matzah? It's not Matzasi. It doesn't belong to me. It's not Lachem. So Taisha said Yotzi. Taisha said, by sitting down at someone's table, it's understood that it's Lachem. There are those who are Mach Melchat Chiva to be kind of the Matzahs before the Seder. Some will Mach to go around doing Mazak and the Matzahs to all the guests at the Seder to make sure everyone owns their Rosh Yad Matzah. There is such a Chumma floating around, but it's not me, right now. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, so getting back to the story. So we thought we had a great enough community to tell you, we're not so sure the facts are right, because depending on whether this tells is correct or not. Okay, so enough community is not enough community, but philosophy it still is. So we have three different approaches in the Rishonim. What's our take on Erev Pesach, Efter Chatzos, the Isser of eating chametz, according to Rabbi Shimon. Who do we know it's a lot? According to Rabbi Shimon. According to Baal Moritz, Bukhla and Chiva, according to Taizan, to Nisa Deraisa, according to Rabat, to Nisa Deraisa. We're not quite sure Taizan and Rabat is the same as a Deraisa. We think there's a little bit of a nuance of difference. Can't put our fingers on enough Kamina, but a Deraisa there is. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. He said there could be there's a split between Tarabas Chametz on Pesach and Erev Pesach, depending on whether Tarabas Chametz is a real Issa Chametz or Nisa Bifnei Atzmo. So you're looking for enough kamina. I mean, according to those who say, right, but that's probably not, but that'll be mutter benefit tas benefit Rambam. Possibly, because Torah chametz. The reason why there's no tashbis with Torah chametz is probably because it's not really chametz. So Rabbi say,
does the few next lines in the Rambam is he kind of talking about whether it's Torah or Rambam?
Yeah, he for sure is there, right? Bring a ride from the Chumash itself, so the fact you have to get rid of it, it's a ride, that's a derise. But wait, let's try to recap for a minute. What was the Rabban's goal? Just to disagree with the Baal Moritz. What was his goal? Who did he want to bring back to life?
Rav Gittel.
The goal was to bring Rav Gittel back to life. To try to explain why the Kedusha is not Tyson. So can someone explain to me? Why is the Kedusha not Tyson? In order for Kedusha not to be Telfase, it has to be much more than just also be Achila. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha with a piece of Chaz and the Kedusha not Tyson, she could sell to a god. It's worth something. You have to get an Isra Hanah in there in order to defend Rav Gittel, right? So someone's got to come up with an Isra Hanah somewhere. So is there an Isra Hanah here?
It's Tashbis.
And therefore, it's also Be'achila or also Be'achila also.
You have to say it's across the board.
Let's take a look at Tosis. Let's go back to Tosis. Read it again. Kochas in the middle of that Tosis. V'nireh. V'naf kolem Tashbis and Be'achila. ומשהו תשביס שלא כדרך הנוע דענו אכילה. אבל להשיג אותך אז תפשי לוי? מותר לרבי שמן. Taisa says, to say that achila is not called destruction, that I'm asking to. To say that using it for fuel is not called destruction, why not? There's no Isra Hano, not Isra Hano according to Taisa. Chometz is also to do anything that's not called tashbisa. To eat the pizza is not called tashbisu. To throw the pizza into the oven and to use it as a firewood to burn something else to make your soup, that's fine. That's called tashbisu. And guess what? The Ramban also holds that's okay. The Ramban has no problems with that Minatora. So Rav Gittel just fell short. The whole goal of the Ramban, the whole goal of this whole shiur was to defend Rav Gittel. And Balmotik Rav Gittel says, we don't pass Rav Gittel. No, we're trying to defend Rav Gittel. How is Rav Gittel right? If it's not only Yasav Yachila, it's not Yasav Anah, so why is it Ein Kedusha Tofsin? So the Ramban himself adds on. The Ramban says, well, once we've created this Rechila Derais, then we're home free. You know why? Because once it's also Mechilim in the Torah, then we can tap on very, very easily. It is our Nova, the Rabbanon. Man, the Rabbanon will get through on, no problem. You're not going to create this of the Rabbanon on scratch, it's something that's mutter. But if it's already also Mechilim, you know, it's a really bad setup here because it's Chametz. And in a few hours from now, it's going to be also Banon also. So you're going to let us be Neder from it. It's a bad, bad precedent. So with the Rabbanon, it's also Banon, and the Kedusha is not Taifsi. Because remember, all Rav Gittel, to make Rav Gittel work, all you have to create is an Isra Hanah. Even Isra Hanah, the Rabbanon is sufficient for Rav Gittel's purposes. So Baruch Hashem, we could breathe a sigh of relief. We brought Rav Gittel back to life. Bein lefi Tais, bein lefi Ramban. We found the Isra Deraisa, it may be slightly different. We found the Isra Chiru Deraisa, and we've aired on for good luck in Isra Hanah, and the Rabbanon, and Shalom Yisrael. Everything's good. But one thing we couldn't pull off, one thing was impossible to pull off, we couldn't find the Isra Hanah Deraisa, that was out of the question. That we didn't succeed in doing. According to Balamor, we couldn't even find this Rachil Deraisa. We couldn't find this Rachil Deraisa. But according to Taiz Rabban, we found the Surah Rachil Deraisa and the Surah Nod Rabban, Rav Gittel's back in business. Could we do better? Could I try to sell you what Danny was trying to sell me a minute ago? I'm going to make Chametz and Arpesi after Chatzais. Could there be Shimon? Also be Achilim in that Torah? And also be Anob in that Torah?
No, Tosa says that Tashbisu means that there's no Hanah.
Tosa says that you have to do a Tashbisu. Shalom kederech Hanah adhan rachila. Right?
Yeah.
Aval, asiketach tashbisu is mutter. To make it as fine, what is mutter? He said, achila is the ultimate not Tashbisu. Because that's the normal way of being there.
But so if why is it that there's no shalom kederech Hanah?
He's trying to tell you the drasha, that the word Tashbisu has a connotation of not the normal way of Hanah adhan rachila. You can't read it, Tashbisu Shalom Kederech Hanah, period. It's Shalom Kederech Hanah, Dahayinu Achila. So I'm looking for a possibility. I want something now, you know. I'm really, really shooting for the stars now. I'm, like my drushing. We're looking for an Isser Achila and Hanah Min HaTorah, according to Shimon, but it can't be a lav. Because if it's a lav, then you overkill, then you're good again.
How are we using Rav Gittel to prove that there is a case of Derabbanan?
No, no, Rav Gittel may be just may shoshishes.
That's what he's saying.
But Eftach Hatzos may be deraisa.
Okay.
So,
bit lase of what? Of
Tashbisu.
So Yosef's on the right track. Is a bit lase. What's the bit lase? Titus went so far as to say that, okay, you can't eat it. That's a bit lase. But to say that burning it is a bit lase, using it as firewood, that's also a bit lase.
He's the idea of Shema. Is that also Derabbanan? It's like Sia.
Siyah
Bafuach. Shema Yochlim. If you have it around, you have it inside the fire, so it's getting charred, but you're really hungry. You like burnt pizza.
We need a pasuk to tell me that. I mean, for me to say on my own is a new siyah. I mean, if the word Tashbisu doesn't really mean it, so with your Rabban, you can say whatever you want. I have no qualms. But the same with the Raisa, it's also. How are we going to say, based on what word are we going to put it on? There aren't that many words to work with. How can anybody tell me a lichtin tashbisu is an isser hanah also? The shiur of it says mechadusha ran. Don't bother looking around the back, we'll find there the mechadusha ran. It's a separate thing. When we say mechadusha ran, the ran the back goes kaseda rift, the shiur goes kaseda mesechta. There's a fascinating insect. He goes to where we want to get to. Says the Chiddush Aran, what does Tashbisu mean? Go back to like the first shiur. What was Rashi's definition? What was the Rambam's definition of Tashbisu? What is Tashbisu? Remember Rashi gave a synonym for Tashbisu? Rashi gave a synonym. He quoted a Targum Unkelus. Tavaplon. How do we, what words do we use to describe Tashbisu? Kafra? tara. That means it's meaningless, it's worthless to me. This is garnish to me. That's what the shpisu is. You have to come to the Rebbein Shalom in Erev Pesach, but before Chatzos, you have Chatzos, whatever you think the shpisu is, according to these we showed before. You have to come to the Rebbein Shalom in Erev Pesach, take your pizza, and say with a stranger, this pizza is absolutely, this is dust of the earth, this is mamish after this garnished from garnished. That's what I think about this pizza today. It's garnished from garnished. Says the Ran. And then you take it and use it for firewood. Says that. By using the chametz, I didn't say you need the chametz. By using the chametz, you are megala that the chametz is not mushpos from cha. It's not mevutol b'cha. It's not ki afer di'ar b'cha. You don't walk around making fire and afer di'ar. Afer di'ar is afer di'ar. Like it also referenced by Drasha twice. You step on it, it's nothing, it's garbage. Any use that you make of chametz at a time when everyone else is afer di'aring it and you're using it for firewood, you're not being offered the hour. It's another way of saying, you're not being mashed with your chametz. Zokta Chedish Iran, it's a bitl diaraisa. It's an issa diaraisa of a bitl of tashbisu to use chametz in our faith in any shape or form. We found the issa diaraisa, according to Chedish Iran. That is the issa diaraisa. So it's so clear what the Rana says, Shmach Avar from the Ran. How come Tosha didn't see that? How come Tosfos fell short of that?
You define Tashbisu differently than Rashi.
What is it's Tosfos l'shitasa. Tosfos throughout the Masechta, going back to the Daftali, always held. What does Tashbisu mean? Tashbisu doesn't mean Tevatlon, doesn't mean Kafir Diyar. Tosfos held Bittul is Hefker. What does Tosfos hold Tashbisu is? A Maisa. It's got to be an act. What kind of an act? An act of destruction. So Tosfos makes a cheshbon and says, is eating called an act of destruction? No. Is using as firewood called an act of destruction? Yes. And therefore, it's not also in the right to use as firewood. Taisus l'shitasa who held that tashvisu is not bitul ki afer di'ara, but rather tashvisu is a mice of hashkasa. So that's what Taisus freaks the friendship between achila versano. Achidish iran l'shitasa. Who held, no, like Rash and the Rambam, that bittul is the essence of tashbisu. Anything that's always bittul is by definition a sederaisa. So, by side, we have now four mahalachim gedolei rishonim within Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say about eating and/or using chametz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon? According to Balamor, in that Torah, everything's mutter. And therefore, Rav Gidl cannot exist. According to Tosfos, Achiv is Aser, because that's called the Bittul of Tashbisu. Hanoah is Mutter min HaTorah. Rav Gidl could still exist mid the Rabbanim. According to the Ramban, Achiv is Aser, Hanoah is Mutter, not because of Tashbisu, but rather Tashbisu is the Megala, that it's true. But Hanoah is Mutter, and therefore Rav Gidl exists only on the level of the Rabbanim. And the Chedish Iran went to the furthest extreme, that Achiv is Aser min HaTorah, Hanoah is Aser min HaTorah, anything that's Machshav the Chometz, by definition, is Aser min HaTorah. You pick and choose four Mahachim Migdali Rishonim. Alor, Tosfos, Ramban, Chedish Iran.
It'll still work, Deraisa and Tosfos.
It'll work.
If the only Hanah that works is.
No.
If Hanah explains Hanah, then it's.
If you get any Hanah, then it's still Shaprut. It's still from Kaddish Mata.
Even though from the Mekadish perspective, he's using it in the fashion that's a construct of
Hanah. So you're going to have to wait for the next circuit for that one to find out what the real reason why Chedish Iran is Tosfos. For both sides, everything that I cheer was only assuming the Rabbi Shimon is right. The Rosh says that we don't pass the Rabbi Shimon. We pass the So Chometz is also be our Pesach, be Achila, be Hanah, Midir Aisa, Yechayev Malkus. Of course, Rabbi Gidl's right. That's the fifth sheet. The Rosh says, everything, all the old four Rishonim, we don't follow Rishonim, we follow Yehuda.
It's not a
Kishanah
or Hanah.
Right, that's going to be part of the next week. Yeah, come back next week for that.
Because you can have a case where...
To him it is, or it's not.
Where she could be Mekudish.
Yeah, that's exactly next week. That's Mishnah Melech's famous Shaila. If she's sick, he's fine.
She'd be in different times on yeah,
the case. You're right. You have a Chodesh Yesh Mekudish, she's dying. The doctor says she needs a slice of pizza. And he says, okay, here's the pizza on the third day of Cholamod. He's Mekadosh Hashem, Mekudosh Sanah. the Safka the Mishnah Melech. He left out the pizza part, but it's the same Safka. Okay, we're going to get that next week. So Abayisai, this is the last moment. So we have four Rishayim, are all Pukul Yehuda the Rabbi Shimon, and the Rosh is saying the whole Shai was a moot Shai because they follow Rabbi Yehuda. Why should you follow Rabbi Yehuda? Why should you follow Rabbi Shimon? What's the issue exactly? So we know there's a cloud golem sack. We read Rabbi Shimon, we always follow Rabbi Yehuda, except when the Gemara says explicitly otherwise.
What's the love
of Rabbi Yehuda? No, Sochel Allah Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda dash and Allah referring to Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon said Allah is not referring to Korban Pesach. So why should one yes or no follow Rabbi Yehuda? Yes or no follow Rabbi Shimon? So the call should be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Allah, Rabbi Yehuda. That's in my narrative. But remember, we started off the sugya Dr. Ches. We read that there was a double machlok. There was machlok about Chametz Lefnei Pesach. There was also machlok about Chametz She'avol Av Pesach. When it comes to Chametz Av Pesach, the Gemara says we for sure don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that in the Torah there's no such thing as Chavish Lavav Pesach. It's also the Rabban for Knas, other reasons, technicalities, not for now. But in the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda is rejected after Pesach. So came here after Rishonim and said, well, if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are having a double machloik, it's about pre-Pesach and post-Pesach, and the Gemara Paskins explicitly like Rabbi Shimon in one, so some of the two Shals are totally Zebizet, and therefore we Paskin with Rabbi Shimon in both, and then we have to start to figure out what's going on, what Rabbi Shimon say. So the Balamor and the Ramban and the Taisus and the Rad, everyone's people Alibi Rabbi Shimon because they took Rabbi Shimon with the utmost seriousness because after all we passed like him on the Achar Pesach. To which the Rosh and the Ramban and other Rishonim said no. The two Shals are just lumped together with the Braisa because they sound like they're, you know, they're closely related but they're not identical. It's Nitanli Amir, it's possible to say that we follow Rabbi Shimon in the Achar Pesach, Chomash Lifnei Pesach. We don't have any indication from the Gemara not to accept Rabbi Yehuda, so we'll go back to the regular rules of following Rabbi Yehuda. So the Machlokes HaRishonim, whether we should follow Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or Pesach, ultimately boils down to, is it really one issue, the really Rabbi Shimon Machlokes, is it really one and the same? Is it pre-post all the same? Or are they really two fundamentally different shailas based on different sukkim, different sugyas, different svarim, etc. So I co-found Rabbi Yehuda. It's only according to the Balamor that Rav Gidl doesn't stand in the halacha. It's only according to the Balamor that you can, in a certain sense, eat chametz in Erev Pesach, even though the Balamor agrees that Chachmei should have gotten to that point. But according to everybody else under the sun, there's some kind of an isser, most probably an isser deraisa, to eat chametz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Either it's the Ram and the Rosh's isser deraisa with a lav and malchus because they follow Rav Yehuda. Or the Ran's isser deraisa, either to be eichel or nene because it's a bitl of tashmisu. Or Taisus is a deraisa bechiluf is the bitl of tashbisu. Or the Ramban's is a deraisa because lomatzino davar she'asa she'ton hashbasa u'butta be'achila. So according to just about everybody except for the Balamor, the chametz is also so. I'm sorry to have this Erev Pesach. We're back to that potatoes and eggs. That's all it's got. Okay.